الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى، فمن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. رواه البخاري. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, the city of Makkah is also known as Baladul Amin. Baladul Amin is translated as the city of security, and it is the city of Makkah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chose for the birth of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have covered the history with regards to the construction of Baytullah Sharif Kaaba from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam until Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the period and the time of Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een. We also covered the history of the well of Zamzam and the significance of Hajar al-Aswad, the significance of Maqam Ibrahim, the Hatim, and Rukni Yamani. We also touched on very briefly the virtue of the mountain of Safa and the mountain of Marwa. And in the last few sessions, we covered the history of Mina, Muzdalifah, and Arafat. Another very important site in Makkah al-Mukarramah is a mountain which is named as Jabal Nur, the mountain of light. And this mountain is located approximately 2 miles away from the main city where Masjid-e-Haram is. And this mountain again is a very precious part of Makkah al-Mukarramah. In that mountain we have one very small area which is famously known as Ghar-e-Hira. It's a cave, but very, very small. Approximately 4 yards long, and in width less than 2 yards. I don't know if brothers have had the opportunity to visit Ghar-e-Hira. Anybody here? Mm-hmm. Anybody climbed on top?
Oh yes.
You've been Idris? MashaAllah. Follow? Musabai, Muazzin Sahab went there. MashaAllah. So we have about 4 to 5 brothers. I have had the opportunity also to go, and Alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, we have a lot of brothers there that take pictures, and a lot of not graffiti, but their initials and their names written on the rocks, which is completely wrong and a form of guna. But it's a very, very small area which is known as Ghar-e-Hira. That mountain itself is known as Jabal Nur, the mountain of light. Why? Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frequently climbed the mountain of Nur, and he would meditate there, especially the period before Risalat was given to him, before prophethood. 3-4 years prior to Nabuwat given to him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continuously went to Ghar-e-Hira, Jabal-e-Nur, and Huzur Alayhi Salatu Wasalam would stay there for days upon days, and Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra would come from the city of Makkah with food to give to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam had detached himself away, secluded himself from the impurities of the mushrikeen and shirk that he saw in the city of Makkah, and was waiting for wahi, or was waiting for guidance, some form of guidance, a strategy that would guide the people of Makkah towards the right path. When he saw them that they were drenched in the worship of Lat and Uzza. And Nabuwwat is always given to a Nabi at the age of 40, the age of complete perfection. And there were signs on the face of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, exactly when he was 40 years of age. It was the 21st of Ramadan, and the day was Monday. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 40 years, 6 months and 12 days old. And whilst he was sitting in Ghar Hira, meditating, doing muraqabah and contemplating. That is why muraqabah is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sufiya have taken this method. One is zikr jahri and one is zikr sirri. And zikr sirri is the method of muraqabah. And it is a very powerful application, and it changes an individual rapidly, very, very quickly. MashaAllah. And there are different areas in the body. If you work on, then every part of the body will do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And muraqabah is very, very powerful. That is why those who are linked to the Naqshbandiya chain, the main form of zikr is muraqabah. And we also get, again, in Turkey and different parts of the world, the sect which do a lot of bid'ah in the name of tasawwuf, which is not jais. Here, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would sit, contemplate, and meditate over the creation, over the khalq, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. What is known as tafakkur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in the heavens and in the earth and in the night and the day that comes, these are without a doubt great signs for a human being to ponder upon. So to ponder, to meditate, to contemplate. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 40 years of age. The asar of wahi that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam had reached that age now, he was prepared and ready to collect and receive the wahi. And it is at that time Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned the hadith here, wa huwa fi ghari hira'in. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the cave of Hira. Faja'ahu al-malak, and that an angel came. Who came? Hazrat Jibreel Amin. Subhanallah. Hazrat Jibreel Amin is titled as Khadimu Rabbin, the Khadim of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khadimu Rabbin. And the name of Jibreel Amin is what? Abdullah. What is the name of Jibreel Amin? Abdullah. And what is the name of Mikael? Ubaidullah. Kana Ubaidullah. Abdullah and Ubaidullah. Hazrat Abdullah, otherwise famously known as Hazrat Jibreel, and Eel is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel Amin came, faja'ahu al-malak. And now this was a complete new experience for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very important that we go through this procedure of revelation, and we understand that there are great areas in the city of Makkah, very precious. And one is Ghar Hira, the inception of Wahi. Wahi, the Quran started, that became the beacon of Noor and light. Light spread from Ghar Hira throughout the world, MashaAllah. Because that is the first spot where the Wahi came. And Faja'ahu al-Malak, and the angel came, فَقَالَ إِقْرَى. And Jibreel Amin said, إِقْرَى, read. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam says, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ. I am not a qari, as in the Arabic language, qari means that I have no power to read. فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَتَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجَهْدَ ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي. And the Jibreel Amin came and he squeezed me. And he squeezed me in such a way that I was exhausted. Al-Juhud found it very difficult. And here you have, subhanAllah, now Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam physically is getting in touch with Jibreel Amin. Jibreel Amin is connected with the heaven, upar ki dunya. Or Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam is connected to ye niche ki dunya. And here the two are combining because wahi is now going to come to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that complete power, Jibreel Amin and Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam doing mu'anaka. That is why some of the ulama have said that when you see a pious man, if you have an opportunity and if he does not mind, then try to do mu'anaka with him. And this mu'anaka, there is nothing wrong because there's always something in his heart. And that is the zikr of Allah, the pious people, that you might take in something. And this is what he did. Faghattani, faghattani. And Jibreel Amin connected to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he said, iqra. And Huzur alayhi salam for the second time said, ma ana biqari'in. Faakhadani, faghattani athaniya. And then the second time he embraced Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, hatta balagha minni al-juhd. Now, let me just go over the strength of Jibreel Amin. How big is Jibreel Amin? That here, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, no doubt, incredibly powerful. And in status, Sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. And that includes Malaika, that includes everything. That Ba'daz Khuda Buzruk Tuhi Kissa Mukhtasar. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His creation, the greatest honor is given to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 600 wings of light per, 600 per. And on one occasion, just one, ek per wing, ye light ka, Hazrat Jibreel Amin ne khola. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not see anything up in the heavens. Nothing at all. 600 wings of light, incredibly powerful. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala on one said to Huzur alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, Jibreel Amin comes to you. I really wish that I could see him. My only desire is to see Jibreel Amin. Hazrat Hamza was very close to Huzur alayhi salam, the brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, okay, come to me on this time and I will request Jibreel Amin to come in his original form. And that Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and came, and Huzur alayhi salam was there, Jibreel Amin came, and when he saw Jibreel Amin in his original form, Hazrat Hamza, being so powerful, just fainted, fell unconscious. This is Jibreel Amin and his power. Remember that that is why the Jews disliked Hazrat Jibreel Amin. And when Hazrat Umar said to the Jews of Medina that Jibreel Amin comes to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam with revelation, and they said, how can we accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? To him comes our enemy number one, who is Jibreel. And why was Jibreel enemy number one of the Jews? Because they say that Jibreel Amin is the one who came with all the punishment, azab, musallat Allah ne jo kiya. It was Jibreel Amin who was responsible for that. And he had the power. And even at the time of Taif, when they disrespected Huzur alayhi salam, Jibreel Amin was there. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, allow me, give me permission. Here are two angels responsible for the mountains that you see in front. We can crush them. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam said no. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. In the battle of Badr, who came? Jibreel Amin was the leader. In all the battles, Uhud, who came? Jibreel Amin was the leader. So he was incredibly powerful. From one side of the shoulder to another side of the shoulder. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that if the fastest bird was to start flying from one side of his shoulder, it would take 500 years to cover the other part of the shoulder, or to get to the other shoulder of Jibreel. baat samajh mein aa rahi hai nahi? 500 years, the fastest bird. Shabir bhai, what is the fastest bird? Dekh le. Fastest bird from the right hand side. Yahan se shuru kare, on the left hand side 500 saal lage. Allahu Akbar. And here Jibreel Amin comes and faghattani, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam said that al-juhd, I was exhausted, first experience. And Allah gives us an example in the Quran. Inna aradna al-amanata. Now amanat is that mufassireen have given different meanings of amanat, but without a doubt one meaning of amanat is also Quran. And they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the Quran in front of the mountains and the heavens and the earth, and Allah said to them that, will you receive the Quran and its ruh and its nur? فَأَبَيْنَا. And the mountain said no, and the earth said no, and the heaven said no. أَيَّحْمِلْنَهَا وَأَشْفَقْنَ مِنْهَا وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. And this nabuwat and this power of lifting the burden of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was given to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart was so powerful. It had that power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the position of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam in that way. Thumma arsalani, second time, and he says, ikra, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam says, ma ana biqari'in, I cannot read. فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَتَّنِي أَثَّالِسَ. The third time he came, and then he squeezed Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي. And for the third time, and he let go, this time Jibreel Amin said to him, اِقْرَأْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقْ اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمْ. Again, the best method of taking in knowledge is through the means of reading verbally loud. And this is what is iqra. That is why when you want to become a hafiz, the easiest way to become hafiz is to put yourself, lock yourself in a room, or zor zor se parna. Alif lam mim, alif lam mim, zalikal kitab, la rayba fi, and continuously until you get into that habit of learning, and that is the way that the Quran will come inside you. That is why in the early stages, Abdullah alayhi wasallam would repeat the words very, very quickly. As soon as Jibreel Amin would say, Huzur alayhi salam would move the lips. And in the other hadith, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and gives the example, but we won't have time to cover that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, do not read, don't read the revelation, the wahi, very, very quickly. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. After the wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this power that whatever you receive, that will be sealed inside you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was sealed completely. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who has created you. خلق الإنسان من علق. Allah who has created insan from a clot of blood. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read in the name of your Lord who is most gracious. الذي علم بالكلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught insan knowledge also. One of the means was through قلم, through the pen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نون والقلم وما يسترون. فرجع بها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. When the wahi ended, it was a complete new experience for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam came down from the mountain of Hira and trembling with fear. And the first lady who he meets is none other than his beloved wife, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra. The only lady who holds this honor that she stayed in the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 25 years. Kitne saal ke? 25 years. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved her so much that whilst Khadijatul Kubra was in nikah, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam did not marry or take into nikah any other lady. Any other lady. That was the love that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Hazrat Khadija. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi said here, ala Khadijati binti Khuwaylid. Khuwaylid is the father of Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra. Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra's father was a very wealthy man, a businessman, and he had a lot of money, a rich man. And when the father passed away, Hazrat Khadijah radiallahu ta'ala anha was 36 years of age. 20 sal ki umar, 36 years of age. And all the financial duty, responsibility fell on her because she was the only one there. And that is why, mashallah, the mufassireen and the muhaddiseen have said that very few those who lived in Makkah hold this honor, that even before Huzur alayhi salatu was salam was crowned with risalat, they never ever worshipped the idols, Lat and Uzza. And one of them was Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra. That even before meeting Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, she never ever worshipped Lat Uzza. Lat Uzza and the idols were never ever to be seen in her area, in her home. And the other great Sahabi was Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Never ever worshipped Lat Uzza and the idols. That is why the muhaddiseen here talk about who was the first one to accept Shahada. Was it Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq or was it Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra? With this hadith of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, that straight after Wahi, the first meeting was with Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra. This is a clear indication that the first one to accept Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even before Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, was Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra. Isliye Allah kare biwi ho to Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra ki tarah shan wali biwi ho. Subhanallah. And all the children except Hazrat Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was from Hazrat Maria Qibtiya, which Huzur alayhi salatu was salam later on married. But all the children, Hazrat Umme Qulsum, Hazrat Ruqayya, Hazrat Zainab, Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Abdullah, who is known as Tahir and Tayyib, and Hazrat Qasim, the kunniyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abu al-Qasim. All the children, the mother is Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And just look at her akhlaq. When Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam came down from the mountain, came rushing, first experience of wahi, completely different. Three times Jibreel squeezed Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Physically he was feeling completely different. And he says, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, Zammiluni ya Khadija, cover me, cover me, cover me, cover me. Subhanallah. And without questioning Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, without even asking him what has happened, fulfilling the order, the command, the honor of Rasulullah. Without saying anything, the first thing she does is gets a chadar and wraps it around and puts it around Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. فَزَمِّلُهُ حَتَّى ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ الرَّوْعُ. And when Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam settled, فَقَالَ لِي خَدِيجَةَ. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra, وأخبرها الخبر, and gave her the full information, and he said, لقد خشيت على نفسي, that today I fear that death might come to me. لقد خشيت على نفسي. And when she heard that from Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, such beautiful words of comfort, and the Arabic language, subhanallah, that Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra uses, each word here, Masha Allah. فقالت خديجة كلا والله كلا والله ما يخزيك الله أبدا. Never ever know in the name of Allah. She takes a qasam. Now here she takes a qasam to comfort Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she says, والله, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never ever disgrace you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever leave you. That is why when it was Hazrat Nafisa, a lady, who said to Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra that this young man who is working for you, and Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam took the goods for Hazrat Khadijah to Syria, and Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra sent Hazrat Zaid, who was the Khadim and the slave of Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, and said that go and accompany this young man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came back of Syria, Hazrat Zaid was talking in the family that this man, his character is incredible. His method of tijarat is incredible. The Prophet he came with was much, much more than ever Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra had even thought of. And some of the family members said to Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra that, wouldn't you want to marry Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Every time proposal came to her, she would decline it. She was a wealthy lady, very wealthy, she would say no. But when she heard of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, she said that if Huzur alayhi salatu was salam would accept me, then I am prepared to make nikah. Hazrat Nafisa went to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam and Abu Talib, and they said to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, here there is this lady, alhamdulillah, of good conduct, of good akhlaq, and again she had never ever done shirk, never ever, she was pak, completely pak. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam agreed, and the age of Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra was 40 saal ki umar thi, aur Huzur alayhi salatu was salam ki umar kitni thi, 25 saal ki umar thi. In Islam, alhamdulillah, it is always nice if the man is slightly older, nothing wrong with that. In Islam we have compatibility. Aisa na ho ki biwi bahut umar mein bari ho and she says to you, oh, you have to respect me because I'm older than you in age. Masla ho jayega bhai. You have to respect me. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam has said is that individual is not from amongst us who does not show respect to the elders, and I'm older than you. Biwi yu kahegi to. Oh, mashallah, so kya? So it would be nice. And if the man was slightly older in age. But it is not a must. It is not a must. Islam looks at the level of taqwa in every situation. Taqwa is paramount. Taqwa is important. And here, Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, again, there were many reasons why Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra. We won't go into that. Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra got married to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, and what a wonderful lady. She gave all her wealth to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. Here, the kuffar have this tendency that they say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married someone who was extremely rich. Extremely rich. Why did he want to marry a lady who was extremely rich? But what they don't see is the other part of the story, that when Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra got married and when all the wealth was given to Huzur alayhi salam, what did he do with that wealth? There was no accumulation of wealth. In fact, Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'een were surprised that all the wealth Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, without fearing poverty, would say to the companions, come and take, come and take, come and take. Masha. All of the wealth of Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra was distributed. And this was with the permission of Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, because now the milkiyat is of Huzur alayhi salam. So much so that even Hazrat Zaid, who was the slave that she owned, she said that, Ya Rasulullah, I give Hazrat Zaid, who was very young at that time, I give Hazrat Zaid to you as a gift. And Hazrat Zaid stayed in the khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was later on known as Zaid bin Abdullah. Zaid bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, until the revelation came to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every wealth. And that is what is mentioned in the Quran. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا. What I read today in Maghrib, that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we found you destitute and Allah enriched you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you money. When he got married to Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, subhanallah, yes, when money came to him, this was the condition of Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, that whatever they have, straight away, a night would not pass, but they would distribute the wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the words of Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحَمُ. Allah ke Habib, aapko kya Allah ka azab aayega, aap to sila rahmi karte hain. You unite relations, uterine relationship, you unite them. Sila rahmi aap karte hain. And this is very important. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلَّ And you bear the burden of those who are weak. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyone who was weak, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take care of them. Subhanallah, who would do this for you today? And alhamdulillah, in this ummah there are those who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have seen people, mashallah, who have got the quality of Hazrat Osman radiallahu ta'ala. Mashallah. And they will take out everything and give it to you. They have the quality. It seems that they have the blood of Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in flowing inside them. MashaAllah. Aise bhi log hai is ummat ke andar. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi give Palestine to the ummat, conquered all the Middle Eastern countries that are there, and when he passed away, he did not even have enough money for his kafan and dafan.
Allah.
Not even enough money for his kafan and dafan. Oh, Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi to dur ki baat, is zamane mein bhi aise Allah wale log maujood hai. Subhanallah. And Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam would say that go and take money from so and so person, or take whatever you want and say to him that I am going to be responsible, as in Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam is responsible to repay that individual. Innaka latasilu rahim wa tahmilu al-kalla. And you help وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ And you help the poor and needy. You help the poor and needy. وَتَكْرِئُ الضَّيْفَ وَتَعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِدِ الْحَقِّ And you entertain guests. You entertain. مَهْمَان نَوَازِي یہ بھی انبیاء علیہ السلام کی سنت. And endure hardship in the path of truthfulness. If Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to speak out the truth, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam would do that, no matter what difficulty came to him. But this was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this from Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra, subhanallah, he settled down and he knew straight away that this was a revelation. And from that moment in time, Hazrat Khadijah al-Kubra would respect Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and always title him with the word Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now again, Ya Rasulullah, Huzur alayhi salam was in front of her at that time. And if you are in front of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, you are going to say Ya Rasulullah. That is why when we go to Madinatul Munawwara and then we give Huzur alayhi salam salam, what do we say? As-salatu wasalamu alayka Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habiballah. فَانْتَلَكَتْ بِهِ خَدِيجَ حَتَّى أَتَتْ بِهِ وَرَقَى ابْنِ نَوْفَلْ Not only that, she comforted Huzur alayhi salam and she said, Ya Rasulullah, let me take you to my cousin Waraqa bin Nawfal. Waraqa bin Nawfal had embraced Christianity before the pre-Islamic period. He was a Christian and he was a true Christian, a believer in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he would write the Injil with his own hands, and at that age he had even become blind. This is what Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has said. وَكَانَ شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا قَدْ عَمِيًا And that he was an old man and he was blind. And Hazrat Khadija came and said, Ya Ibn Am, O my cousin, Isma' bin Ibn Akhik, listen to your nephew, what he has to say. And when Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to Hazrat Waraqa bin Nawfal, he said to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, هذا الناموس الذي نزل الله على موسى That this is the namus, the angel that came down to Hazrat Nabi Kareem, that the angel that came down to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the same angel who has visited you. And he said to Huzur alayhi salam, Ya laytani fiha jaza'an. Oh, I only wish that I was young, so that I could be with you and I can support you, and I would have been there for you when your community will drive you out from Makkah, will chase you out from Makkah. اور اللہ کی شان یہی ہوتی ہے گھر کی مرغی دال برابر گھر کی مرغی دال برابر حضرت امام بخاری born in Uzbekistan in Bukhara the own people did not do qadr of him and they chased him out of Bukhara And they paid the price because when Imam al-Bukhari left Bukhara, he gave bad-du'a to them, and that entire region became communist. Imam al-Bukhari ki bad-du'a. Halat apalle. All Allah wala and Anbiya alayhim as-salam had to migrate. And this is the tarteeb. And Huzur alayhi salatu was salam was shocked. And he said, "Oh, mukhrijiyya, whom they will chase me out from Makkah? And I am the son of Abdullah, and my forefathers are Abdul Muttalib, Abu Talib, and I am a Qurayshi, and they will tell me to leave." And they said, and Waraqa bin Nawfal said, "Yes." And it is said that after a few days, Waraqa bin Nawfal passed away, or unka intiqal hua. And Wahi paused for a bit and was postponed. It is said that the second time Jibreel Amin came down to Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam, we'll just very briefly finish and translate this hadith for you. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bayna ana amshi is sami'tu sawtan min as-sama. While I was walking, I heard a voice from the skies, and I looked from the sky, from the heavens, and I looked up. Farafa'tu ra'asi min abni sarku taya. Fa'idha al-malaku alladhi ja'ani bi Hira. And I saw that same angel who came to me in the mountain of Hira. And what was the condition of Hazrat Jibreel Amin? Jalisun ala kursiyin bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. Fara'ibtu minhu. This time Jibreel Amin, I saw him that he was sitting on a chair between the heavens and the earth.
MashaAllah.
Now, remember that when Wahi would come to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, Huzur alayhi salam was the only one who would see the Wahi and witness Jibreel Amin to be there, but the companions would not see Jibreel Amin there. There are different forms and methods of Wahi that came. One was through dreams, that Huzur alayhi salam would wake up and the next day the dream would come true. Another method of Wahi was Jibreel Amin himself would be invisible, and he would inspire and put words into the heart of Rasulullah that this is the command of Allah, and Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam would carry out that command. Jibreel Amin was not there. And the third method of wahi was Jibreel Amin would come in a human form, normally in the form of the companion. This is how precious and valuable are the companions of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the daraja. The Jibreel Amin would come in the face of the companions, Hazrat Dahya bin Kalbi and other companions. And this was the easiest method of wahi for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes wahi would come to him in a manner that he would hear noise, like the toll of bell, awaz, bajtahu. And this was very, very difficult. If he was sitting on a camel, even the camel would fall on the ground. Once Hazrat Zaid radiallahu ta'ala and his thigh was on the thigh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when wahi came to him, it was like the mountain was crushing my thighs. This is how difficult it was for Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Another method was that directly he would mediate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was done in Mi'raj. And another form of wahi is also the kalam, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly spoke to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that command was put into the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the different methods of wahi. Now somebody might be wondering that if Jibreel Amin was sitting on a chair right above the head of Huzur alayhi salam, why didn't the other people, the companions, see? No, Jibreel Amin was there, and only Huzur alayhi salatu was salam could see. Even wahi would come, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would experience that. Yes, there were some signs that Huzur alayhi salatu was salam is now in the state of wahi. And fara'ibtu minhu, when Jibreel Amin was sitting in that manner, Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt afraid of him. Faraja'atu, and Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned. Fakultu zammiluni, zammiluni, and Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had covered himself with chadar, and at that time this wahi came to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, oh the one who has wrapped himself in a cloak, kum, stand, faanzir, rise and warn the people. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and your Lord glorify, and your Lord glorify. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ, and your clothes purify. Kapre ko kaise rakhe? Paak aur saaf rakhe. Warrujz fahjur, and stay away from arrujz. One tafsir of arrujz is idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal on what has been said. So one very precious and important site of Makkatul Mukarrama is Ghar-e Hira, the cave, and Jabal-e Noor. And Wahi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had settled inside the cave, Ghar-e Hira, and that is the time when Hazrat Jibreel Amin came with this message of Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq, khalaq al-insana min alaq, Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Durushayb Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.